All right.
It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day in your day. The refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness broadcast. We wish you a happy Sabbath. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Happy Sabbath. It's time for opening prayer. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together on your day of holiness, the sacred day of the Sabbath. We ask that you will bless our service today by anointing the words of our pastor and filling him with your spirit. And please allow for each of us to be able to receive fresh manna from heaven. Feed us, Father, the spiritual food we need in order to continue to grow in grace and in wisdom. These things we pray as we draw nigh to you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ from the Master's Chorale.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Lift up your head.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, in preparation for potentially for baptism, some may not know all the truths of the Bible, and so are those principal truths that are necessary for us to know. So we're going to start a series every morning, just going through the important truths that we need to understand prior to baptism. We're going to start right at the beginning. We'll be starting with the origin of evil, the origin of evil. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you very much for this day. We thank you for this new series. We finished the book of Acts, and we are moving forward to learn what we need to know in these last days, the important things. There's so much to learn. We'll be learning throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity, but we need to know the important things. And then we will have what we need to be able to make a choice to accept Jesus or to choose Satan. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you'll help us make the right decision. Amen. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, starting with verse 9. And by the way, as we begin, since we're going in the book of Revelation, there is a claim that the book of Revelation cannot be understood. I'd like to begin with that by saying it says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. So obviously the book was written to show us what would come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Then it says in verse 3 of chapter 1, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So my brothers and sisters, God has told us that the book of Revelation is the revelation, a message from Jesus Christ himself. Why wouldn't we want to hear a message from Jesus Christ himself? And we are blessed when we read it, when we hear it, and when we keep it. That means there's decisions we have to make. So as we talk about the origin of evil, we start with chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven, saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Now, so interesting, because there's a lot of themes all woven here. They said, now has come salvation. They were delivered from the devil. We think of salvation as just forgiveness of our sins, saved by grace, once saved, always saved. That's not how they thought about it in heaven. When they were delivered from the devil, when they had power and victory over him, that was salvation. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. They made a sacrifice. They made a full commitment to Christ in heaven, and they said, we want Jesus, and they would be willing to die, and they made war against the devil. And it goes on to say, therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. Now, we haven't gotten there yet, but I'll tell you that if we go to Jeremiah 6:2, it says, I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. And Isaiah chapter 51, let me just find it, make sure I'm giving it to you right, because we're going to know who Zion is. All right, it's Isaiah 51:16. It says in that verse, say unto Zion, thou art my people. So the Bible says the daughter of Zion was a woman. And then the Bible says that Zion is God's people. So God's people in all ages is what a symbolic woman is in the Bible. So the Bible says when the devil would come down, he would make war against God's people. So that's what we're in. We're in the last part of that. But, of course, we're studying the origin of evil. It started in heaven. It started with Lucifer making accusations. Well, why would he make accusations? Well, he obviously was creating a coup, an overthrow of the government of God. And what we must understand, brothers and sisters, you have no government if you have no law. Okay? There's nothing to say. The Bible teaches that, let me just give you this verse real quick. Give me a second here. Everybody knows that the devil sinned. But if you go to Romans chapter 3, verse 20, it says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Well, we know Lucifer started the sin problem, but that means there had to be law. So I want you all to understand, although it doesn't just, there's no verse in the Bible that clearly says, and when you put all the verses together, the devil rebelled against the government of God. You can't have government without law. So Satan in heaven made accusations about the law of God. Okay? Now, that's important because we see, and we will see as we go through our series of Bible studies, that as we get to the very final crisis, it is a crisis that is attacking God's law. You see, I'm talking about God's Ten Commandments. That is the basic constitution for the world. There are many laws. Some were done away with at the cross, but the Ten Commandments were not, and they were separated from the other laws. We'll see that as we go through our Bible study. But sin started in heaven, started with Lucifer accusing God of having an unfair law that required obedience, okay, through love. What is that? You know, and so he said he had a better way, and he was able to marshal one-third of the angels. How can we prove that? Well, if you go to Revelation, the Bible says that we go back to the book of Revelation chapter 12. It says his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven. Okay? Let me read that to you again. It says, let me see. Okay, we didn't read that. If you go back to verse 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns, and seven crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. So the Bible teaches that his tail drew the third part of the stars. So what are the stars of heaven, brothers and sisters? If you go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 20, Revelation chapter 1, verse 20, it says, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. So what can stars represent? Angels. So the devil is a fallen angel, brothers and sisters. His name was Lucifer when he was created beautiful, wonderful, handsome, rather. And but we're going to find out what happened to him. So when he fell or when he made the accusations, his accusations were so powerful that he was able to convince one-third of the angels. That's one out of every three that God's law was not fair, that Jesus was not supposed to be honored and God wasn't supposed to be worshipped. But let's go there now. Let's find out what his real thoughts were. We're now going to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14, and we start with verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." So we can see that sin began in his heart. He wanted to equal God. You know, in his craziness, notice that he didn't say, "I want to be better than God." He somehow knew that he couldn't outdo God, but he wanted to be equal with God. You see, he was jealous of Jesus. The Bible clearly says in the book of Hebrews that Jesus is equal with his Father. Let me read it to you, brothers and sisters. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1. That doesn't mean that there's not roles there. It's like my wife and I are equal, even though the man is the head of the house and the woman is the primary helper, the queen of the house. That doesn't make me higher than her, if you can follow what I'm saying. In other words, we are equals with roles that we have for the sake of the happiness of the home, the happiness of society. The pastor is not better than the members, than the elders, the deacons, and the other members. He just has a role of shepherding, leadership, okay? That's a role. That's how it works. But notice this. So God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, "Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee," and again, "I will be to him a father, he shall be to me a son." So obviously that puts Jesus higher than Lucifer, if he was one of the angels. And again, when he bringeth in the firstborn into the world, he saith, "And let all the angels of God worship him." Okay, so that was challenging for Lucifer to worship Christ. And again, when he bringeth the firstborn into the world, he saith, "And let the angels of God worship him." And of the angels saith he, "Who maketh his angels spirit and his ministers a flame of fire." But unto the Son he saith, "Thy throne, O God." So this is God the Father talking to the Son. "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness." So God the Father is the God of Jesus Christ, yet Jesus Christ is still God. The Father said, "God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness," you see. "And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of their hands." So, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is one with the Father, and Lucifer wanted to be that. The Bible clearly tells us that he wanted to be like the Most High. Well, who is the Most High? Well, if you go to Psalms chapter, I think it's chapter 5. All right. It says, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God." That's who the Most High is. He is King and God. So when you understand that, my brothers and sisters, you understand that kings make laws. Okay, we won't necessarily go there, but you know the story of Daniel in the lion's den. The king made a decree. The story of Esther, the king made a decree. There were many decrees made by kings. They made laws. That's why our form of government is different, because now we allow Congress, a group of people, senators and congresspersons, or House of Representatives, I should say, because all of it's Congress, to make laws. There was challenges back in England. The king and the queen used to make all the laws. Then they developed Parliament, and there was always friction between the king and Parliament, so on and so forth, if you go back in history, okay? So, my brothers and sisters, what we have to understand is that the king, a sovereign king, God as king, and the way it was back then, the king made the laws, okay? So that's why Israel wanted a king. They wanted somebody to worship somewhat, you know, and that was not God's plan. He did allow it as long as that king would give the glory to him. Saul did not. David did. Most of them did not. The bottom line, brothers and sisters, is kings make laws. Gods require worship. Okay, remember, David said he's king and God. You have verses in the Bible that he's called the King of Kings. Deuteronomy calls him the God of God. So he's the supreme king and God. And so let's see where we were going here. We were talking about king and God. Okay, 2 Thessalonians. We're looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And it says, as it speaks of the Roman Catholic Church, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. That's the fall of the Christian church when it was taken over by Catholicism. And that man of sin be revealed, that's the Pope, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So that basically means he sits in the temple of God, showing himself he opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. In other words, it is to say when he's called God, as if to say the one who is worshipped. So gods require worship. Gods require worship. Kings require laws. They make laws, okay? And I'm talking about the biblical kings back in the original kings. That's why God was their king, because he made laws. So when you look at the Ten Commandments, friend, there's only one commandment of the ten that deals with worship, okay? It is part of God's law that deals with worship, and it is the Sabbath commandment. It's the Exodus chapter 20, now verses 8 through 11. So now you're seeing why at the end of time the devil attacks the Sabbath, because way back at the beginning of the origin of sin, he wants to be like the Most High. Who is the Most High? He's king and God. What do kings do? They make laws. What do gods do? They require worship. Is there any law that requires worship? Yes, it's the Sabbath. So since he wants to be like the Most High, he changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday, or he thought to change the Sabbath. You see, he doesn't really change it. We'll go through all of these, brothers and sisters, at a later time. But, you know, it's good to touch on them and notice what it says about in Daniel 7:25. This is talking about the Roman Catholic Church, which was Satan's chief deputy to make these changes. And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. You see, the only law that deals with time is the Sabbath. Okay? And notice that he didn't really change it. He thought to change it. Now, as far as he was concerned, he had the power to change it. He's greater than the Bible. The Roman Catholic Church believes they're greater than the Bible. Satan deceived them into thinking that. But the bottom line, brothers and sisters, is the Sabbath is still binding on us. It didn't really change. That's why the Bible uses the phrase thought to change or thinks to change times and laws. So the origin of sin is what? Lucifer wants to be like the Most High. The Most High is king and God who makes laws. Therefore, the devil has always had a hatred of the Sabbath because it reminds him of God as the supreme creator. That's what the devil wants to be. And he started by making accusations against God, his government, his law, and he was kicked out of heaven. He came down to the earth. Now, on tomorrow, we'll talk about the fall of man on tomorrow, but I want you all to see some deeper themes. The devil hates the Sabbath because it reminds him that he's not who he wants to be. He wants to be the creator of the world, king and God, the great lawmaker. But he can influence man, who will follow him, men and women who will follow him, and they can institute, and they have changed their regular day of worship, ignoring God's special holy time and setting up a false Sabbath called Sunday. And during that false Sabbath time, people worship God, and they claim that it's based on the resurrection. The Bible gives us no directive to change the Sabbath. Jesus didn't change it. Paul didn't change it. Peter didn't change it. It was never changed, brothers and sisters. It is still Sunset Friday, the Sunset Sabbath. All right, let's talk a little bit more before we let you go about the origin of sin. We're now in Ezekiel chapter 28. In Ezekiel chapter 28, we learn more about Lucifer. It says in verse 12, "Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God." And so sometimes God will use human beings, but he will teach us spiritual lessons about the devil through these human beings. Okay? "Thus saith the Lord, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden." That's why we know this is representing Satan, because he went to the Garden of Eden. "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast in the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire." Lucifer left all of that to try to overthrow the government. "Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee." Iniquity was found in thee. Notice as we jump to verse 17, "Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings. They may behold thee." So my brothers and sisters, somehow pride, because of his beauty, because of his gifts, his talents, came over him. The devil, God did not make sin. And many people wonder, why was it permitted? Okay? Well, think about this, friends, that if God had destroyed the devil, and by the way, he is going to destroy the devil. Let me read that to you in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. The Bible says, "Then shall he say to them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." He is going to destroy the devil. It's going to be at the end. So why didn't he just wipe him out at the beginning? You see, because let me tell you what sin is, okay? Let me just read it to you in the Bible, okay? Sin is called a mystery. 2 Thessalonians 2:7 says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." You see, it was a mystery. Even the angels didn't understand the nature of sin. There were unfallen worlds and the angels plus unfallen worlds, that would be everybody but God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They got wind of these accusations, and this was a terrible emergency. They didn't know what to do. They didn't understand the nature of sin. So God, if he had destroyed the devil, that would always be that question in their minds: was the devil right? I better make sure I follow Christ, because he's going to wipe me out. He's going to zap me out of existence. He's going to kill me just like he did the devil. So God knew that they would have, the inhabitants would have been tempted to serve him out of fear. Okay? God wants the service of love. So he realized that when iniquity was found in the devil, because he just lifted up his own heart because of his beauty, God in his great wisdom understood that people and angels need to see the nature of this new experiment that the devil was creating. And if we didn't understand it, then we would think that God was a tyrant for killing the devil. So he allowed sin to take its course, and now we can see. What do we see today? We see murders. We see rapes. We see robberies. We see men that don't even know they're men. We see women that don't even know they're women. Okay? We see extortion. We see pride and selfishness, fights and bickering. We see marriages being torn apart. Do you want that, brothers and sisters, when you could have heavenly bliss? So now we understand the nature. And so when he sent his son down to die, that helps people understand, and angels, the true nature of sin, that it was so heinous that Jesus himself, who is God, had to come down, and that's the only way man could be saved, is that Jesus would die for our sin. He would take our place so that someone equal with the great law of God would pay the penalty for the law of God. Oh, what love, my friends. We can't imagine. We can't even fathom that kind of love. So we serve God because we love him, because he first loved us. So people who serve Satan, they serve Satan because they've given him their lives, and he's got them all caught up in various addictions and sin, which gives pleasure for a season. They will gamble away their eternal life. Most people will, for a temporary pleasure. And so, my friends, that's the origin of evil. That's how it happened. That's what happened in the world today. And now we are, here we are, almost 6,000 years later. And we have all the evidence that we need, if we look for it, which one we should serve. Let's not serve the one who started this sin problem. Let's serve the God who created everything perfect and then even gave his son to die for us. So that we might have eternal life. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ. And in his name, we thank you and pray this prayer. We ask that you will bless us now as we transition to wellness. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us the truth about the origin of evil, that it started in heaven as Lucifer saw himself as a great one and wanted to be greater than he was appointed. He wasn't content. He wanted to be like God. He wanted to, therefore, have his own commandments and his own laws. And that is manifested even in the movement to worship on Sunday, for it is against the great law of God to not honor and worship God on the holy Sabbath day. Father, we ask that you would help us to understand the deep truths and the deep themes as we have Bible studies in preparation for baptism for those who choose to be baptized, if they understand these things. We shouldn't just be baptized because someone calls us to be baptized. We need to have an understanding. Bible says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded thee. So we thank you, Lord, for starting us off on this journey. Bless us now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, it's time now to transition to wellness on the Worship and Wellness broadcast on this beautiful Sabbath. We do so at this time with the Torso Song, and we'll be back. We'll be talking about the origin, the original diet, when we come back in about 8 minutes after intermission.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his disease may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow. If
thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you
Amen. Praise God. All right, we're going to be talking about the original diet now, my friend, the original diet. We're going in the Bible to Genesis chapter 1, and we're looking at verse 29. Excuse me, Genesis 1, 29. The Bible says, I went to the wrong verse, Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Here we go. The Bible says, and God said, well, let me read verse 27, also verse 26, just to get the context. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over cattle, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So, brothers and sisters, it says God made male, God made female. I know we're talking about the original diet, but if he made you a male, then you're a male, not a female. And if he made you a female, you're a female and not a male. But notice what it says in verse 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. So the plants that bear seeds on the face of the earth and the trees which bear fruit were our food, okay? To you it shall be for meat. That is fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables, friends. Now, you'll have some people that will teach that it was just fruits, nuts, and grains, and that vegetables were given after sin. That is not correct, because an herb bearing a seed can be a vegetable. For example, we consider broccoli a vegetable. It is an herb, a plant that bears a seed, okay? So, but now, there was something that was added after sin. And when we go to Genesis chapter 3, let's see. Genesis 3:18. As the curse was given to each entity had a curse. The ground was cursed for Adam's sake. The woman would be cursed in childbearing. That means it would be painful in childbearing. But these curses were blessings. You know, even the work that man has to do, the ground being, you know, he's stronger, he has to do more of that physical labor. The ground was cursed, meaning he had to have more physical fatigue. That kept us, that keeps us from sin, brothers and sisters. It work is a blessing. It keeps our minds occupied. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. So it says, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, as he's talking to Adam, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Once there was sin, the body changed. If we studied earlier in that chapter, it said that the eyes of them both were open. They knew that they were naked. That means there was a change in their physical being. You see, they were originally clothed with a garment of light. They did not wear what we call artificial clothing. These are artificial clothing that we wear today. Your pajamas that you have on, or your blouse, your whatever you have on at this hour of the morning, that's artificial, friends. The original covering was a covering of light, okay? So that light went out, and they knew they were naked. I can prove that from the Bible, in that they were made in the image of God, and let me see if I can show it to you. We already read that they were made in the image of God. Let me see if I can find how God is made, or how God exists. That's not how it is. It's in the Psalms, but there's a scripture that says God is clothed with a garment of light, okay? But I can't. It doesn't look like I can find it. Let me see. Let's see. Yes. It's Psalm 104, verse 2. It says, if we start with verse 1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain. So God doesn't have any artificial clothing. He is clothed with light. Being that man was made in his image, after his likeness, they were clothed with light. So when they knew that they were naked in chapter 3 of Genesis, that tells us that the light went out. And so they sewed fig leaves together, so on and so forth. And God told them that now that you've had this change in your nature, you need to eat the herb of the field. So the body would begin to deteriorate. It already started. The light went out. God added medicinal herbs to the diet after sin. So some people say he added vegetables after sin. I don't follow that line of thinking. I believe vegetables were part of the original diet, but that after sin and the body would begin to break down, God added medicinal herbs. So when you think of a pharmacy, you should spell it F-A-R-M, like you went down to the farm. F-A-R-M-A-C-Y. That's God's pharmacy, F-A-R-M, things that would come from the ground, not manipulated in a laboratory. Because a lot of people will say, well, a lot of drugs come from plants. Yeah, some of them do, and they're manipulated by man. COVID was manipulated by man. Friends, when man starts manipulating things, or COVID was created because of the manipulation of the SARS-CoV-2 virus created in a laboratory. That's not strange anymore, brothers and sisters. The Biden administration has admitted it. The Trump administration has admitted it. The Trump administration said it before the Biden administration did, but they actually put it out there. And now that things have been relaxed and we can now tell the truth, you know, it's out there. It's I'm not telling you anything that wasn't on NBC News. They just didn't come out and say it. But they made it very, very clear on the news that the Biden administration, the Department of Energy, has stated that COVID-19 was due to a lab leak, okay, that it was most likely coming from a lab. That is what the Department of Energy said. That is what the top officials in the Trump administration said, and the Biden administration put that out after Fauci announced his retirement or his resignation. All that we went through was created by man in the laboratory. That just shows you that when man gets his hands on things, it messes it up. The viruses are already bad enough. We don't need to make them more lethal. That's what the senators, Republican senators, were saying in the hearings, that they were making the viruses more lethal as part of a biological weapons testing type system, okay? And that's just, you know, what they did. I mean, that's what governments do. It just, some of it leaked out, friends. And so I only bring that out because, yes, it is true that some drugs come from plants. But when man manipulates them, it's much worse. So let's get it naturally, the way God gave it to us. You might have to grind it up into a powder and put it in a capsule. You might have to, you know, heat it up into a tea. But that's not, you know, adding different things and manipulating the chemical structure of whatever it is that you're drinking or you're eating. So fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables. Then God added medicinal herbs. Let's follow God's plan. It's so much better, friends. May God bless you. Happy Sabbath to you. I want to let you know we'll be preaching today on the subject, the mental fun of fundamentals. The mental fun of fundamentals. It's a Zoom church service here at Torso Ministry. And you can join us on that. If you just go back to Facebook, I'll be posting the link to our Zoom information. I preached that at a church last Sabbath, but their Zoom was not very good. And so people didn't really hear the message. So I'm going to preach it again here, the mental fun of fundamentals. That's at 12 noon Eastern time, 12 noon Eastern time. May God bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. All right, friends, let's roll call. We've got on Facebook, South Carolina. We've got Texas and Sister Martina saying, have a blessed Sabbath. We've got Why am I forgetting the name of that state? North Carolina, mercy. And we've got Brother Peyton saying, Happy Sabbath, Pastor Shell and Sister Maria. And, of course, I'm sure he's extending it to you all. We've got Brother Ohm, Brian Ohm, Brother Brian Ohm from Kenya, the nation of Kenya, country of Kenya in Africa, saying Happy Sabbath. And a good friend from school back in the academy days, God bless you, from, I'm assuming, Missouri. I may be wrong. All right. On the call, we have represented Ohio. Ohio again. We have Maryland. We have Maryland again. We have Delaware, Delaware, and Delaware again. We have Ohio again. We have, I'm thinking the individual is still in Alaska at this present time. And then we have Georgia. So welcome, one, welcome all. And we also have, I'm pretty sure Alabama just joined in on Facebook. So phone lines are open. If there's anyone on Facebook, just type any comments or questions that you have on the call. Remember, we're starting a series of Bible studies in hopes that some might want to be baptized. And so we started that today. We talked about the origin of evil, okay? So we need to know these things and these truths, and we'll be talking about different reasons. Watch, you may have been baptized, but there are other reasons, and some may choose to be rebaptized. All right, friends, we're going to take to the phone lines. We've got our dear sister Donna at this time. Good morning, sister.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Shalom and my sister Maria and everyone on the line. Happy Sabbath to you all. I wanted to ask you, that chapter you read from The Origin of Evil, which book are you reading from, and is this going to be the book you're going to use for the series that you started today?
I did not read from a book. I just gave you several scriptures. However, there is a book that covers a lot of the material that I'll be covering, and that is Bible Readings from Home. That's a good source if you just want to ask to get a Bible answer, ask a question to get a Bible answer. A lot of the major doctrines are in Bible Readings for the Home, but I didn't read from a book.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. I think you broke up a little bit, but I think you have a good day and happy Sabbath, and happy Sabbath back to you. All right. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything on the Worship and Wellness broadcast? Please press star 6. And we have about, what is that, about 7 minutes, 8 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm not sure. I can't read that. Sun kind of in my eye. Let me look at it on the thing. Okay, we got about 6 minutes to the top of the hour. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything? Yes, we've got two callers. We'll start with our dear sister from Alaska. Good morning.
Yes, I'm up here in Alaska, and it's close to 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh, goodness.
I'm just so grateful for every time I wake up and can get on the line. And although it does kind of break up my sleep, but I'm kind of struggling with the things I had intended to do here, but I'm still hanging in there.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're praying for you, Sister Lilani. We're praying for you.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that maybe the first part of October I can get up to see you.
Amen. Amen. We would love to have you. We'd love to have you. Friends, we have started our wellness retreats, and so you definitely can make that a part of your health journey. So God bless you, Sister Lilani. Anything else we can do for you?
I don't know if you sent the information that you had to my daughter's email. I texted you that.
It's coming tomorrow. Tell her to look out for it tomorrow.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. And now we're going to talk to Sister Desiree. Good morning and happy Sabbath, Sister Desiree.
Good morning. Good morning and happy Sabbath to yourself and your wife and to everyone. I just wanted to say you going over the original diet was much needed in Genesis. As I have a desire to get there, I'm praying, ask those to pray my strength, you know, to fully get there as I continue to journey on with him and to seek him and to do this better.
Amen.
To do that. That's my desire, but, you know, I've had struggles, you know, with that, but to be serious and to, not that I'm not serious, but that, you know, the strength to overcome those challenges of undoing of those things to undo as you have unlearned and to undo those things that I'm used to doing. So thank you for going over the original diet. It was much welcome. Thank you.
You are welcome, and we're going to keep you in prayer. God's going to bless you, sis. He's going to bless you. Amen. He's continuing to bless you. I already blessed. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, friends, it's about time to close out. We look forward to seeing you all at 12 noon for the worship service where we'll be talking about the mental fund of fundamentals on our Zoom call. The Zoom ID is 557-587-3947, and the password in small letters is TORSO. But for those of you who receive our daily text on WhatsApp, and if you'd like to receive that, contact me and let me know. We will be sending the link out. All you have to do is click that link, and you'll be on the broadcast, on the service, joining us for service, and then we will also post it on Facebook, okay? So this morning sometime. So that, but it's at 12 noon, so just be aware of that. My lovely wife's going to close us out at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship and fellowship. And Lord, we pray that throughout these sacred hours of holy time that we'll be able to spend a time of intimacy with you. Help us, Lord, to be able to press forth our intricate and personal and private petitions before you on this day. You have promised that when we come to you with humble, sincere hearts, that you are ready to grant our petitions as we have asked. And Lord, I pray that each of us will remember that and would take advantage of the sacred Sabbath day to be able to do just that. We pray that you will bless every heart in a special way as your Spirit continue to abide with us. Continue to lead, guide, instruct, and direct us, Lord, and help those that are struggling with various issues. We've heard from two today that have already mentioned that they have personal struggles in certain areas, certain things that they're trying to do, and they are not able to get them accomplished while they are away from home. And we just ask that you will work out all of these details and these plans in accordance with your perfect will for their lives. Help them to be structured and organized and to be able to be victorious in their efforts. And we pray that you will continue to feed us manna from heaven as you help us with our worship services later this afternoon. We ask that you will continue to guide us, Lord, and to help us to stay faithful to you in all that we do. May we be of service unto you always first and foremost, and then service unto man. Continue to be the example that we need as we read about the beautiful stories and the Bible that we can learn from and take from and grow from. We pray all these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. And now my wife is going to give us the fourth commandment.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor the son, nor the daughter, thy manservant, nor the maidservant, nor the cattle, nor the stranger that's within thy gates. For within 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Happy Sabbath, and God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord, from the Master's Chorale.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will.